morning, Maya Dunphy.
Good morning. Heim, as in Church's Heim. That band, that's Churches was the big song they sang. I love that band.
They have songs like Falling and I'm trying to think, what are the names of their other songs?
I had no idea they did a cover of that.
They have really long hair and they sing like this.
Exactly like that.
Well, it's very hard to understand what they're saying in some of their songs, but they're brilliant.
Jim Henson.
It is a bit like that, though. I mean, it really is. Their enunciation could do with a little work.
Well, I shall look that up. I became mildly obsessed with re-watching Beyoncé's Drunk in Love video. You know, you start watching stuff on YouTube, like a teenager, and going, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's...
Well, I had my appendix out in December, and then just when I'd gone back to work, Beyoncé did her surprise album launch, and I was like, oh, why am I not still in a hospital? I could totally watch all these videos a million times. But then the next week, I had to go back into hospital because I had an abscess. So I was in the hospital. I literally must have watched all those videos. Like,
you caused
100 times.
That deliberately, didn't you? You put yourself in hospital, you know, just to sit and watch Beyoncé.
You can control your body with your mind, and I definitely did. Anyway, we're talking about something today, Maya, which I think is very important, because I think this is something that people struggle with all the time.
I think everyone has either experienced this or is going through it now to a greater or lesser extent. And you've been talking about relationships a lot this week. Mm. And there was one person or an email you got on Monday, I think it was this week, of someone who was talking about when, you know, somebody cuts off their family for somebody else. And relationships, they can be all consuming. And that lovely, you know, the first few months of relationship when you're completely smitten and all
you're
you see is that person. And,
yeah.
But it's basically what happens when you don't like your best mate's boyfriend or girlfriend, your best mate's partner. And look, I have friends married to absolute, we'll go with your word rather than the word I'd like to use. And, you know, there's a certain amount of just, you know what, you got to suck it up.
Yeah.
But I think it happens a lot when you're younger.
Mm.
One of my first boyfriends, my best mate, just hated. Because, of course, it works around the other way as well. It's very, I can talk to you about hating my best mate's husband or boyfriend, but it's really upsetting if you care about your friends and you meet somebody and you go, you must come and meet my new guy or my new girl, and they just don't warm to them. And you know this, your friends well, you know when they don't like somebody. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's excruciating for everyone in this situation, because as the friend of the person who's going out with the jerk, shall we say, you
such a great word.
Feel really guilty and you feel awful about it, because obviously your friend is smitten and also you kind of wish that they break up, which is not very kind.
Yes.
But then if you're the person in between who has the jerky boyfriend or girlfriend, then you feel awful. Awful, as you say.
Yeah, and some people don't care. It's a, you know what, love me, love my other half, that's it. But if you care about your friends, and I remember as a teenager, the rule was always, you never dumped a mate for a boy. That just didn't happen. But then sometimes there was a lot of jealousy. When you're a teenage girl and you might have your first boyfriend and your mates don't like him, maybe your mates are wrong. There are times when your best friends are not always right.
Yeah.
So that's what we thought we'd talk about today. Because I think it's very common at any age. But I think the most important thing is to take a step back and start asking yourself why. Because let's face it, Louise, if we all liked the same people and were attracted to the same people, the world wouldn't keep turning. It'd be very dull if we all fancied the same guys or girls.
Difficult.
And it would make life very,
it would be
very
like
difficult.
The Hunger Games.
Can you imagine? Their idea for a dating show. We'll talk afterwards.
I love it.
So the first thing is, think about why you hate him. Be really honest. If the person was your best mate, you did everything together, you might have been flatmates for years, they've met somebody. My best mate moved out. We lived together for 7 years. She got engaged, moved out. And it was really sad when she moved out. It was the end of an era. But I was genuinely happy for her. So you have to ask yourself, honestly, is it, first of all, the first thing you have to realize is if the boyfriend or girlfriend is abusive or there's something sinister going on, like, that's a different thing.
Obviously, yeah.
I mean, you know, I had actually a male friend unusually of mine who was going out with a woman who was married and still living with her husband. And I said to my mate, I said, look, I don't think that's right. Normally, the other way around, that's quite common. But he said, it's complicated. She's going to move out. I said, well, you know what? If I were you, I'd wait till she did move out, because I would not be happy with my boyfriend or girlfriend going back to a house with their husband.
Yeah.
And there were no kids involved. It wasn't.
And also, there's
children.
So much potential to get hurt there for your friend.
Well, he did get hurt and it was a big mess. But we all fell out over it because we tried to be straight with him and said, look, and she came out with us one night. And, you know, our dislike of her was palpable. There was no point in pretending that she didn't kind of suck the energy and the dynamic out of our friendship, because it was like, I don't like you, I know what you're up to.
Yeah, and this situation is particularly hard, I think, if you're someone who has a hard time hiding your feelings.
Yes.
Like, I, for example, I don't often dislike people, but I'm awful. I mean, it's on my face. It emanates from me. It's like pulsing energy away from me. If I don't like someone, it's a terrible characteristic.
That's what I'm getting from you. Oh, no.
But it's so obvious. I mean, there's no hiding it. And if you're one of those people who can't hide their dislike of another person, it's excruciating.
Well, the more sincere a person, and to have a sincere friend is a good thing, but the more sincere a person, the less able they are to hide their feelings. Mm-hmm. So, but... you know, sometimes you have to suck it up. And that's the thing. If your friend is going out with somebody who you suspect talks down to them, or God forbid has hit them or done anything violent to them, or is married, or then I think you have to speak up from day one and say, you know what, we care about you. These are the reasons why we think this is bad for you. And I think you may fall out with that person, because there's always that. This is a slightly different dilemma. You know, when you hear that one of your friend's partners has been seen with somebody else and clearly kissing someone else or holding hands, do you tell that person? Yeah. Which is a terrible dilemma. Personally, I'd always want to know, and I hope any of my friends would tell me, and I would respect them for doing it.
I feel the same way.
But that's slightly off the point. So if you know the person isn't treating your friend badly and you just... you know, you just don't like them for whatever reason.
They're a bad person.
No, but you have to remind yourself that, again, you're not going to like all the people all the time. And vice versa, that person might hate you. And it might be really hard for that person. It's so hard to meet your new boyfriend or girlfriend's mates. You know, the first time you meet their friends, and you almost want their friends to like you as much as your partner does, because you think it's same with family. You want them to really, really like you.
Yeah.
So it's hard on both parts. So meet the person and then literally stand at home, look in the mirror and say, right, why do I dislike this person? Is there a modicum of jealousy?
Yeah.
Do I just not like the fact that I'm not seeing my friend as much?
Yeah, do I not like the impact that they're having on my friendship rather than them?
There might be 10% of that. And if that's the case, it's good to acknowledge that. Secondly, if you say he or she is just the dullest, most boring person who tells crap jokes at inopportune moments and is really socially inept, that's fine. You're not going out with them. They're going out with them. If they treat your friend well, you don't have to like them. You don't have to see them on their own. So the second point is give them a second chance or a third chance or a fourth chance if needs be.
Yeah.
You know, don't just make your mind up and go, you know what, I hate them. So what? You don't have to get into bed with them.
But the thing is, though,
that would be weird.
Like, I went out with, now years ago, I went out with a guy for a little while, and afterwards,
I love that qualification. Years ago, just in case her fiancé is listening.
Well, but just any recent boyfriends, don't worry, it's not you. Basically, is what I'm saying. Years ago, I had a very short relationship with someone, and afterwards, all of my friends and family were like, oh, thank God that's over. What were you thinking? Like, there was nothing, like, you guys were not, you know, you had nothing connecting you. We didn't understand it at all.
And how did that make you feel?
Well, at the time, I was like, why didn't you say it to me? Because I was very young, I don't think I really knew what I was doing. You know, it wasn't those super meaningful relationships.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was like, you should have said it to me, because maybe I kind of needed the support. I needed someone to say, listen, you can do better than this.
But you may not have taken that very well, Louise.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know how I would have taken it. So
and
it's
also,
always a risk.
For friends and family, when you break up with somebody, and the danger is then you get back with them, none of your friends or family are ever going to say to you, oh God, we really liked him or her. Like, yeah, they were so much nicer than you. That was a real, oh, why did you do that? Because they're always going to be on your side.
Well, I had another breakup from someone who I did have a very meaningful relationship with, and I was really scared to tell my family because they loved him, you know, so much.
That is very tricky.
And I was really scared.
But they'll still always be on your side.
Well, that's it. In the end, they said, you know, you're Louise, you're our daughter, you're our sister, you're blah, 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 blah. And, you know, obviously don't worry about it.
And they may not have kind of qualified it with, yeah, we never liked him anyway, but they'll just say nothing. They'll go, yeah, well, you know what, we've got your back. And then they'll ring him secretly for pints and go, what was she thinking?
But yeah, so the speaking up thing, I mean, do you think it's ever a good idea to speak up if you're the friend in the situation?
I think if you think something is genuinely wrong, as we said, if something is that you think is really not how your friend should be treated, and you should do that at the beginning. Or if it goes on and say, let's say they get engaged or they're getting married and you think something untoward is going on, it's really hard and I'm not sure if I would be able to do it myself.
Yeah.
I'll be straight with you. I'm not sure if I could. There's an old college friend of mine who we used to all pal around together, and she married a guy who all of us absolutely hate, not even dislike, we hate him. We just think, now he's not a particularly, like, he's not a very pleasant man, so it's not based on nothing, but we don't think he treats her particularly well, but he's not abusive. She seems to be very happy. So we've all just drifted apart. And I find that really, really sad.
It is sad.
And often we'll get it. And she's moved away now anyway, so it's neither here nor there. But she'll email us saying, you guys must come and stay, the little group of us. And we all think, not a chance. Next time you're home, we'll do a girly night out.
Well, see, then I suppose the choice is, yeah, do you say, you know, listen, I'm really sorry, love you, like really want to be friends with you, but just I have a hard time with your other half. So can we continue to hang out? Or do you just
I think you can do it subtly without... I mean, if somebody has... Like, life moves on and things change and you start drifting towards people who are doing the things you were doing and you drift apart from friends. But with certain people whose partners you don't like, there's ways around it without hugely offending them by saying, hey Louise, we're doing a girls' night out on Friday, do you want to come? And you've said it's a girls' night out,
girls
or a boys' night.
Night
out if it's a gang of boys.
Girls' night in all caps.
Yeah.
Lads only in all caps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
I hear what you're saying.
There are ways of doing that, and it's really good for people to have their independence too and see their friends without their other half.
Yeah.
So they may cop on. You know, I got some tweets from people who said they kept organising lads or girls' nights out, and eventually someone said, here, we should do a big night out. We all go out. And they went, let's not do that. And I realised then it was because they didn't like my husband. And I asked them, and there was a few looks to ground and looks like, oh, we just don't have much in common. It really hurt. But at least they didn't say to her face, yeah, we can't stand him.
Yeah. OK, well, we've got a couple of texts on this. And if you'd like to get in touch, 51552 is the number to text. First thing says, the worst thing you can ever do is give out about your friend's ex, because they might not be ex forever. That is dangerous territory. So true.
But what do you do? I mean, the thing is, you have to support your friend. And like your friends did in that very early relationship for you, you will always say to your friend, you know what, he or she wasn't good enough for you and we're happy they've gone. It is going
to
be awkward, but
I do think, though,
you've been honest.
It's kind of up to you as the breaker person, the person who was in the relationship, to kind of control that.
The breaker person.
Like, my fiance and I broke up for a short time towards the start of our relationship, and we didn't break up for any bad reason. He didn't do anything wrong. He isn't a bad person, obviously. He's a great person, but the break needed to happen.
Yeah.
And there were some people, not my close friends, but some people who were so eager to just kind of, you know, write him off and be like,
now you're engaged.
Well,
case in point.
But these were people who, I don't think they even meant it. It was because they wanted to make me feel better.
Yes.
And they thought that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And I constantly was like, no, I'm not. He is a great guy. And, and there's nothing wrong with him. And he hasn't done anything wrong. He's been very honest and direct about this whole situation. And I refuse to let anybody badmouth him.
Yeah.
So I suppose if you're that person in the break, you know, you can kind of manage that as well.
Yeah, you're right. You have to take responsibility for it. But when you got back together, did any of those friends go, hey, Louise, about what I said?
Well, no, because it wasn't any of my close friends.
Okay.
It was people who didn't know me very well, who didn't know how to talk about it.
Well, that speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Because everyone else was delighted, because he is such a super person.
No.
Okay, another text says, we have a friend that met a guy in 2013 and all she ever wanted was a guy that would love her friends. We still haven't met him. He seems to have her in his clutch. It's all about him and his friends. Sad, really, how things have gone on.
Oh, that's a strange one. That's kind of going back to what you had said on Monday about cutting people out of your life when you meet somebody.
Mm.
And they would, if I was her group of friends, I would arrange a night and ask both of them out and just start from there, because but actually push for it, just say, right, you choose a night that suits, or we'll come out with his mates.
Sometimes I think shyness can play a role as well, like, you know, if your friend's partner is very shy, they might not be so enthusiastic about meeting the friends, and they just might not be good in those situations.
Yeah, exactly.
I've known of couples like that as well, where once you get to know them, at first the person might seem kind of standoffish and, you know, but then once you get to know them, you realize it's actually that they're shy, you know.
But even that text, the girl they're talking about, she sounds like somebody who might be quite insecure, because even by saying all she wanted was a guy who would like her friends, that is quite a strange thing to prioritise in a relationship. The first thing you should want is somebody who makes you happy and who you love and who loves you back.
Yeah.
But to prioritise your friends in a relationship, it shouldn't be top of your list. So the fact that that's what she wanted, I would imagine she's somebody who is tries to please, who's a pleaser in life. Mm. So obviously she's found this guy and she's now trying to please his friends, because that's obviously what she does. So they should give her a break and gatecrash one of their nights.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny though, the way people can go when they get into a relationship. I mean, some people do just genuinely forget that there's anything else out there.
I think you have to accept that for a certain amount of time, those first few months. Remember how it was when you were in the first kind of flurry of love and how gorgeous it was and how lovely. But, you know, don't forget your friends. But equally, if they're good friends, they'll be happy for you. And that's the other thing, the other point about if you still don't like someone, you go, you know what, I've realised now it's only because he or she is dull. I wouldn't go out with them, but that's fine. Now, I'm bad at this because I am the person, unfortunately, who will ring a mutual friend and say, have you met Eloise's boyfriend? Oh my God, could he be any more dull? And really, you shouldn't do that. It's really unkind. You should keep it to yourself. I think it's very hard if you have a group of friends, but if you talk about it behind the person's back, you're just building the case against some poor guy or girl who really has done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But I think it's hard when you're a gang and someone meets somebody. And
it's difficult sometimes.
It's inevitable, but I'm afraid I'm kind of guilty of that. But it may get back to her.
Well, it's always good to admit these things, Maya. This text says, shame. I agree, never assassinate someone's character amidst a breakup. When they get back together, it'll be you who knows the dirty secrets and will be ostracised. That's true. And someone else says, typical women giving out about a friend's boyfriend. There are always, always two sides to a story. Well, I think this goes both ways.
Hey,
we
said both ways. Just we happen to be women. We happen to be straight women. So we were talking about our previous relationships as well. So that's not fair, because I also talked about my male friend in his situation.
Yeah.
And I said, it works, you know, gay, straight, men to women, women to men. It works every way. It's just that's... When I put it out on Twitter, the majority of responses I got were from women about their female. I guess because, you know, I think maybe men are slightly... They don't form the kind of bonds that women form. You know, women can form very, very, very close friendships that are important for their whole lives. So do men, but in a slightly different way. And I think when one of the lads meets a girl, there's a bit more backslapping and, yay, well, listen, you know, insert nut style gag here. But not all men. But whereas women, I think they feel more like they're losing something, losing a sister, or losing a friend.
Yeah,
I think it's slightly different. But it certainly works both ways. And I have no doubt that I have a lot of male friends who are quite their sensitive boys. And they're always very concerned if one of their male friends meets someone who they just don't think is...
Yeah.
I've heard the word bunny boiler several times.
Well, I have heard guys giving out about other guys' girlfriends as well. It definitely goes both ways. Okay, well, Maya, thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you want to text on this, it's 51552. You can give us a call on 1850 715 922. Coming up next, music from...